But at the same time, how many people got divorced? It's not just Tia Mori. She's speaking for many. Yeah. Tia Mori is just a limelight right now. And the reason why she is because she divorced her husband after 14 years, but never had a valid reason besides she wasn't happy. Well, that's what we're talking about.
She didn't have one. She said she graduated.
So, but that's that's not a valid reason. James, I'm going to divorce you what's today? On Monday, right? When the courthouse opened, because I'm not happy with you no more.
That shit sounds
That's not a valid reason. I'm sorry. Like, you got to come with some real stuff. Like, you know, abuse, something that I always say, if it's not life-threatening. So I'm going to say this. People will be like, well, if it's not life-threatening, you going to stay with your husband, Lady Di? Yes, I will. I will not stay with him if it's life-threatening. But if it's something that, let's say I'm not happy, guess what I could do? Go in the other room. Because it ain't like we not going to be happy the whole damn time. We could figure it out. Y'all do understand that some people that say they're not happy, it's because of them.
Yeah.
They're not working it out. You don't have to have a therapist. Therapists are good for you to see the other side of things. I'm not saying don't do therapists or don't seek therapy or don't seek someone that can help you. It don't have to be a professional. It just needs to be someone that actually knows what they're talking about. Yeah. Some people do need to get a reality check. But, like, I can just go in the other room. I love watching movies. Mm-hmm. I love eating good food. I could be by myself doing that in the same house. You feel me? Like, we don't have to get a divorce, is what I'm saying.
And the sad thing about it is, like, talking with these people, listening to these people, you notice, like, they act like they shit don't stink. Like, people don't like you either. Like, you act like everybody like you or everybody likes to be around you, right? So if you have that mentality going in, like, you perfect or you never did anything wrong or you never caused any chaos in your relationship, you're a damn fool. You know what I mean? So we got to basically be balanced in this type of situation, in this conversation, so you can understand, like, hey, I'm not perfect. This person is putting up with shit I'm doing too. You know what I'm saying? So once you have that mindset, you'll be more willing to stay because you understand, hey, you don't like stuff he's doing and shit he damn well don't like shit you doing. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. You just got to work to make it better. So
yeah, it's just about work. Both.
Yeah, man.
Now, sometimes it will start with one. Because this is what the thing is. Ladies, I'm talking to you. Y'all expect men to be on the same time as you. If you feel like there's an issue, sometimes it's going to take you to take the initiative to get it started. And don't put a time limit on everything. All right? You got to give it time. Don't put a time, but you got to give it time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that you are being more logical. Understand that some people are going through deeper things than what you are upset about. So y'all got to make sure y'all talking, but don't put a time on it. Just work it out. It might take you to start it and then he'll catch on eventually. Or for the man, it may take you to start it and she'll catch on eventually. If he or she is not for you, they will divorce you. So don't worry about that. If they didn't leave, don't worry. You worry when they about to sign those papers. That means that they're not for you. Okay? That's all I wanted to say.
I was going to say, and honestly, with the men, I would say, I think, in my personal opinion, I think the men should start it because she's going to want to lead or follow behind your footsteps, right? If she's a good woman. If she's not a good woman, she's going to be doing whatever the hell she want to do, right? But if she's a good woman, she's going to be like, okay, all right, cool. He's fixing this and he's doing this and he's doing things to make the relationship better. Let me start stepping my game up, right? And let me follow his lead. And then now it's going to give more credence to the relationship that she will want to be in because she wants to lead, follow you anyway. A lot of these women like to say they don't, but honestly, they do. You know what I'm saying? So just stop the cap.
But sometimes ladies have the issues first.
Yeah, they have the issues.
So that's what I'm saying.
But the man's going to have to, you know what I mean, show like, hey, this is all right. You don't like this. Let me show you how to fix this, or let me show you that I make improvements on this. So now, all right, cool. We waiting on you now. Either you're going to change or not. All right, cool. You ain't going to change. All right, so you just want to sit here and bitch. So let me go find me somebody that's a good person.
Just make sure that you're honest. Make sure that you're not silent. Like, I don't care how little it is. You need to talk about it because maybe that person could get you on a path where you're not bickering about little things, right? And I'm talking about little things that don't mean nothing and it's not going to add up to nothing. Okay, like, I'm just using stupid stuff women like to complain about. He left his drawers on the floor. Okay, over time, what is that going to do? Yeah. The only thing it's going to do that you picking it up, if you are picking it up, you're picking it up. But what is the end result? Or what is it going to cause that's going to cause you to divorce him? Nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, if it's little stuff like that, then don't make so much. I mean, I think the person should pick up their draws. I feel you, right? Over time, I get that. Some people are just tired. So you just have to see both sides. I'm not saying like for 20 years, you picking up. No, eventually, you know, he would pick it up and understand that, you know, this is what, yeah, I got to pick up my stuff, right? But that's little stuff. I want y'all to notice the difference between little stuff and big stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that people are divorcing for those little things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want y'all to do that. Y'all need to understand that it's just clothes. Like,
yep,
yep. Like, oh my gosh, why would you divorce over that? So exactly, silly.
Exactly. Y'all hit that like button coming in. Appreciate you guys. Hey, Blaze. What's up, Blaze? What's up, brother? Always coming through with the fresh cut.
Right. Always. Okay. Cause if I'm saying your name wrong, I feel like I'm saying it right. I just want to make sure. Because you're always here to support. All right. So Kaz says, who has more regret after divorce?
Hey, we'll get into that later.
I'll start that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, Trey? What's up? What's going on, brother Trey with the jail pitch novice? What's up? What's going on? He's up, man. He said, Uncle told me never give a woman a second chance to finish the job. Damn. Never take a woman back. Ooh,
dang.
To finish a job.
God dang. That's why you're so cold, dang. Trey. Dang. I see where you get it from. Let me stop.
Yeah, he said, got a friend who went through a bad marriage and they turned into swingers. Damn, to save it. They hate each other even more now. People are nuts. Exactly. I was just actually having a conversation about this. Not with my wife, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, talking about the swingers and polygamy and all of this stuff. Am I probably saying it wrong?
This junk is crazy. So, but no, what's up? What's up?
Hey, Love C.
Love C. What's up? What's up? What's going on, everybody? Appreciate y'all
for coming through, man. Thanks for always supporting.
Yeah, man. It says, that's your issue. Don't get married or have children. Exactly, man.
All right, so let's get into it. So we got a lot of videos just to bring up to show people sharing their insight on divorces and everything. All right, so let's get into it. This video better play too. Hold on, y'all.
No, it's gonna
play. I think it's this one.
It's gonna play. We'll be all right.
72.
What is something you regret the most in your life?
I regret that I had to get a divorce and my kids were like 7 and 12 years old. I never wanted to get a divorce. I hung in there as long as I could for 17 years.
So you stayed in a relationship that you weren't happy with for 17 years?
Well, I wasn't unhappy the whole 17 years, but I was partially unhappy, like not really fulfilled, nothing like what I have now.
So if someone's in a relationship that they're unhappy with and they're in the early stages of it, what would you tell them?
Well, you have to have open communication and talk to each other. You got to look at what is making you unhappy and see if that person is willing to work and meet you halfway. And if they're not willing to work at it with you or acknowledge what the problems are or acknowledge your feelings, then you should get out of the relationship.
So she kind of confused me. She said like some good stuff, right? Because y'all wanted to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. But she said she regret divorcing him when her kids was 7 and 5. Like she didn't say she regret getting a divorce because she wanted that man. She just regret that her kids was him young and they got a divorce.
So she's saying that she put her kids, I guess, first. So out of, because remember, a kid, even me, I'm a mom, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just talking about because she's a lady just like I am. When I think about my kids, I think about my husband. You feel me? So if we were to get a divorce, I'm going to think about my kids first. It has nothing to do, like, I don't like or love him. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to think about, dang, they don't have no dad in the house. Dang, they don't have that support system every day. Dang, like, I'm going to think about that first. And then her kids are older, so she probably seen, you know, trauma or issues that they were going through because they got a divorce. So that kind of trumps everything. That's what that is.
Yeah, okay, okay. that's a sad damn day, you know what I mean? Like my boy, hey, I see you, Chris. Appreciate it, brother. He said, acknowledge your feelings, aka do what I want you to do. Yeah, make me feel better. Yeah, man, that's what it's kind of seeming like, because she basically didn't give like no.
She
let me see. Let me start over. Maybe I missed something.
Hold on. Congratulations to. Good.
How old are you?
72.
What is something you regret the most in your life?
I regret that I had to get a divorce and my kids were like 7 and 12 years old. I never wanted to get a divorce. I hung in there as long as I could for 17 years.
So you stayed in a relationship that you weren't happy with for 17 years?
Well, I wasn't unhappy the whole 17 years, but I was partially unhappy, like not really fulfilled, nothing like.
Did he divorce her? Oh, well, next.
What I have now.
So if someone's in a relationship that they're unhappy with and they're in the early stages of it, what would you tell them?
Well,
wait. She said getting a divorce. It sounded like she did. Because okay. If you divorce me, I'm not going to say I got a divorce. Because you getting something, like you got the divorce, not I got the divorce. If you did it.
She confusing me, y'all.
No, we got to use the grammar. Like, yeah. She's literally saying got like, a divorce. Like, she filed. That's what she said.
Well, she said she regret, like, she filed
getting
for
divorce.
It.
Yeah.
Like, you did it.
So she regrets it.
No, but she said she didn't want to do it.
You know, she's not sharing exactly what happened. Maybe he hit her in the face. I don't know.
You have to have open communication and talk to each other. You got to look at what is making you unhappy and see if that person is willing to work and meet you halfway. And if they're not willing to work at it with you or acknowledge what the problems are or acknowledge your feelings, then you should get out of the relationship.
All right, man.
Next.
Yeah, hold on. Let me say what's up to a couple people.
Let me move this out the way. Hold on, say. Look weird.
You weird as hell. All right. Let me say what's up. What's up, Travel One? Appreciate for being here. And my boy Just Rules, what's going
hey,
on?
Just Rules.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate it, brother. Always stopping by.
Hope all is well.
All right, let's see.
They're unhappy with and they're in the early stages of it. What would you tell them?
Well, you have to have open communication and talk to each other. You got to look at what is making you unhappy and see if that person is willing to work and meet you halfway. And if they're not willing to work at it with you or acknowledge what the problems are or acknowledge your feelings, then you should get out of the relationship.
On the day my divorce was final, I'll never forget what my ex said to me. He looked me right in the eyes and he said, "You're going to regret this. You're going to get 6 months down the road and you're going to regret divorcing me." And you know what? He's right. I did have regrets, but probably not the kind of regrets.
Damn. What you think about that?
So that's anybody. Anytime you break up with someone, you're going to have a regret.
Oh, you regret your exes?
Oh, gosh.
Ah, got ass.
I didn't say it has to stay that way. Yeah, but you're always going to have a regret for the initial like breakup. It could be regret for anything. It's not just a relationship. Once you do something, you may have a regret. It's just like a natural instinct. But it doesn't mean you have to stick with it. It just means like, okay, is this a regret because you want this person? We're talking about relationships. So a regret because you want this person or a regret because you wanted to try something new to maybe help fix the relationship. Mm-hmm. But it could be many different types of regrets is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And a lot of times, man, if you really look at it, a lot of times, a lot of people like to leave the relationship they're in because like they think the grass is greener, like they always say, right? But honestly, everybody you're going to get with is going to have some shit with them. They can be the most perfect person on the outside, the most submissive, the most whatever, but it's always going to be somebody with an issue or something they got to do. They probably got daddy issues. They probably got mama issues. They probably walk too damn hard on your floor, make too much damn noise. It's always some little small shit that you ain't going to like about somebody that you get in a relationship with. So you got to understand that once you in locked in with somebody and that person is there for you for the long run, make sure you stay there. So that's why he told her. He said, "You're going to regret this decision because she's going to be having find it hard to find somebody to replace him because he was willing to marry her and also stay with her through her bullshit. Because she wasn't being nice towards the end of that relationship before she filed that divorce. You know what I mean? So that's why he was telling her. And now she's going to say it's not going to be for the reasons that you think. And now she's about to say some other bullshit. But you still regret him. He still was right.
But
she
that means,
still want to make the nigga wrong.
That means that she divorced him for something that wasn't serious. That's what I'm saying. This is why you don't divorce for things like that. Because you're going to be like, damn, I could have just picked up his drawers.
Yeah, I could have made some potato salad without raisins in it. God.
I could have made his lunch a little bit more. Damn. Like, I'm just throwing stuff that women complain about. Thank you, Just Ruse, for the $20 cash app we just received. Thank you so much for always supporting.
It, appreciate it, bro.
But let's get back into it.
He thought I would. And while I don't think it's healthy to dwell on them, I do think it's healthy to recognize them and learn from them so that we don't repeat them. So with that being said, here's what my regrets actually looked like. I regret not listening to my intuition. I regret gaslighting myself.
Pause.
She better blame this nigga.
I was trying to get to the second one.
How did I know she was about to blame this nigga? Yo, hold on. All right, go.
You know it's hard to rewind this damn.
You ain't got to rewind it.
Okay. There we go.
I regret not listening to my intuition. I regret gaslighting myself. I regret not giving myself enough credit. I regret doing what I thought was best for everybody else but me. I regret not making my happiness and well-being more of a priority. And lastly, I regret not being strong.
You about to cry now.
Saying like the ones in the movie theater. Shh, we can't hear.
Oh, yeah.
Long enough to leave sooner. And though making the decision to get divorced